but to pay it forward. Do you know how to do that?
Ricky let out a nervous little laugh. Shoot, everybody in the country knows that by now. Maybe the whole world. Last night I had to sleep in the park because Cheryl threw me out with just the clothes on my back. Guy come and stood over me in the middle of the night. I thought he was going to roll me. Instead, he looks down and says, "You look cold." Takes this coat right off his back and gives it to me. Gotta be like a $500 coat, right? Takes it off his own back. So then he was cold. Things like that, they're not even a big deal anymore, you know?
He shuffled quickly for the door, as if Reuben might still change his mind. He opened the front door and paused. Reuben moved back into the bedroom doorway with Arlene and stood with an arm around her shoulder. Not a proud or defensive posture, just something he wanted, needed to do.
"I'm obliged."
"But not to us," Reuben said.
Ricky just stood a moment, as though there must be one more thing to say. If only he knew where to look for it. Then he said, barely audibly,
"Merry Christmas to the both of you,"
and closed the door behind him. Reuben kissed his little girl goodnight gently, careful not to wake her, before joining Arlene in bed.
This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio.
Pay it forward. Text copyright 1999 by Katherine Ryan Hyde. All rights reserved. This audiobook has been recorded and published under license from Simon & Schuster Audio.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.